My friend Nancy Muckle, who's going to talk about how important her family's caregiver was to them.
Hi, my name is Nancy Muckle. I live in Massachusetts. And about 18 months ago, my mother, her name is Hilda, came to live in the home with my husband and myself. My mom had been in an independent living apartment in Ohio and wanted to come and stay with us. So we moved her Thanksgiving a couple of years ago, and it was just a delightful experience. One of the key things was making sure that my mother had everything she needed, including personal attention and ways to get to various appointments. And so I began to interview caregivers. And I really hadn't done this before, so it was a very interesting experience. But I interviewed a lot of different individuals. They were all women, because I felt that was best served for my mother. And my mother is very independent and opinionated, so finding the right individual with the right personality was critical. And I interviewed many, many folks on the phone, some in person, and usually I wouldn't meet them until I kind of found somebody that I felt had the right qualities. And then the key was bringing that individual to meet my mother, because in the end, those two people were going to be connected and together daily. And so it was critical for my mom to like that individual. I wound up choosing two individuals, one who was at our home in the day, as well as taking my mom to appointments, and one that was there in the evening till about 10 o'clock at night, every night. And all I can say is that, in my estimation, the two women that I worked with for a year and a half with my mother were my heroes, my mother's heroes, and I even referred to those people as angels, because they made my mother's daily living so enjoyable, special, and I like to use the word loving. My mother developed a real love relationship, which is pretty unique for Hilda, because she, as I said, was always a very independent woman and always extremely opinionated about everything, which I think a lot of us are. So the first woman's name was Margot, that worked with my mom. And Margot went beyond the call of duty. She did everything from taking my mom to get her hair done, to take her to doctor's appointments, to do the grocery shopping, to do the cooking, to even help straighten up my mother's room, to help my mom. My mom liked to always liked to look very put together. She'd put on makeup every morning. At night, she would put on her creams and things I don't even do, just to stay looking good. And my mom, I failed to mention, when she came to live with my husband and myself, she was 96. So she was 96 going on 70. She looked amazing. People were like, couldn't believe her age. And she, at the beginning, was starting to lose her short-term memory, but had a great long-term memory, like many people that become, more mature. So she didn't have Alzheimer's, but clearly early stages of dementia. But Margot and my mother became an amazing, like sisters, an amazing team together. And my mother just looked forward every day to Margot's arrival, to going out with Margot. Some days they would go have lunch. Some days they'd go drive down by the ocean and just sit and look at the pretty water and the surroundings. But to this day, my mother passed away this past April. And the bottom line is Margot still remains part of our family, because that's what she became, part of our family. So more than just a hero, Margot, to me and my mom, was an angel. And she remains close to us. We see her every couple weeks. I talk to her and email her, and she's like a sister to me. She's not an employee, she's a family member. So that's the importance to me.